The miracle fabric of Moller acrylic, for luster and rich body. The bounce of human hair behaves better than real hair. Away, it's what he actually says, behaves better than real hair, you know. Don't you hate that in a restaurant when your hair starts bad-mouthing the table next to you? You think, if only I can get some hair that doesn't bad-mouth people in the restaurant. Well, this stuff behaves better, and it's from a magazine. It's a genuine advert. I know the album you mean, Better Than Some Girls. Don't in fact that, because he figured, I'd said, what does this come from? I actually meant the magazine. Looks and feels like real hair, you'll mistake it for your own. So you'll see someone else wearing one of these wigs in a restaurant, the same restaurant you're in, and you'll go, excuse me, but where did you find that? That's my hair. That's my real hair. You've been going through my hand. That's my real... Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's just the same wig as I wear. I mistook it for my real... I'm sorry. I thought you'd stolen my hair and was wearing it. That's what it says here. You'll mistake it for your own. No costly settings at a beauty parlor. Packs easily into your handbag because it is crush resistant. Boy, there's nothing like crushed hair, is there? That's another reason for going over it. Every time I... My hair, it's crushed. Can you crush hair? Can you crush hair?
Yeah.
Isn't that a fashionable style now? What?
The finest real hair wigs, and I don't know whether they can rival the kind of wigs that you're talking about, are made of Italian hair, which is strong, without being coarse, long and supple.
But you know where they get it from, don't you?
Italian heads?
No, the armpits of Italian actresses. They are particularly thick and hirsute under the armpits, the Italian women. And, it's got to go somewhere. Why waste? A big bundle of it can get you 50 lira. And, you know, it all adds up, and that's where they get it from. That's why you're saying that. Mm-hmm. The armpits made from the armpits. You ever see the, there was a thing, Don Martin. You know, Don Martin used to be in Mad Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He did a thing, the modern Rapunzel, the feminist Rapunzel. And the prince was at the bottom of the tower and said, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your golden hair. And you see from his point of view that the strands come down and he starts climbing up them.
Yeah.
And then the shot widens and Rapunzel's got her armpit hanging over the edge and is climbing up. A feminist Rapunzel, Don Martin, yeah.
It's nuns, isn't it, really?
Nuns'
hair.
What? The nuns sell their hair?
Yeah, when they go into court, they have it all cut off. And they say, well, they don't sell it, of course, they think it just goes. But I think the Pope's in on the deal.
The